Okay.
Mike, with Sean Drone, was it a tough decision to let him go? And does it make it any harder when you see him having kind of the success he is in San Fran?
Yeah, we've talked about it. I mean, that's Sean was a guy who was well liked. Just not a flashy guy, but was solid for tapes on special teams. It ended up being a numbers thing with us. And as I've said before, anybody that knows Sean, well liked, works hard. It's the kind of guy you root for, just not when he's playing against you.
You guys get a reputation like that quickly around the league. I mean, even if they, like, I'm sure the 49ers didn't really know much about him.
Well, we have Richard Hightower was a coach that was here, along with T.C. McCartney was a coaching intern. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure they were, when we made the move with Sean, that they, I'm sure, spoke up very quickly.
Can you talk about your receiver situation? It's a little bit fluid with, who might be up, who might be down. How's it going heading into the game?
Yeah, much better than we thought. If you had asked me this question 10 minutes after the game, would have been a very different answer. But no, we feel good. It's good to see Gabe back out here running around, and Terrell looks good. He's doing some good things. I mean, I don't know if he's ready to take on a full role, but there's a chance that there'll be some involvement in the plan there. We didn't think we would have Travis, and he's ready to go. So no, we feel a lot better about it today than we did earlier in the week.
What's holding Terrell back from that full role?
Just really this being his second week here, and you get to the point, this point of the year, practice-wise, it's the volume isn't what it is early in the year. We start to scale it back. So, he's just got to play. But the credit to him, and I said this earlier in the week, he came back in great shape. Came back in really, really good shape and retained a lot of what we were doing. So if you say, it's going to be sooner than later, more than likely it's going to be sooner.
Mike, we didn't get to ask you yesterday about the extension for Gary. Could you just touch on what he's meant this year and, the importance of keeping a guy like that around?
Yeah, I think it was in the release. I mean, I can't say enough good things. I mean, just a guy that does everything right. He's great in the building, great with his teammates, does a ton of work in the community. I mean, you look at the award the Walter Payton Award he just got. I couldn't think of a guy who was more deserving. And he's a great example to our young guys. Do the right thing. He very easily could have just gotten typecast into a role and hey, listen, that's what I am. I'm a number two tight end and really not had higher aspirations for himself. And he just works his tail off it's a good story. I mean, in a season of where there hasn't been many, Gary's been a real bright spot.
What does it say to you that a guy like Gary just adamantly is so optimistic about the program and about it turning around, and then you have Travis basically saying the same thing, that he really wants to come back here?
We've brainwashed them. No, it's a credit to their character. I mean, they see it. They see the work that gets put in and how hard, how detailed we are and what we're doing. And now it's nice to have guys that come out and say it. And it's we all know that it's bottom line business and we're associated with our record. But we feel we're doing some pretty good things around here. And it's nice to have players that recognize it.
Is Dondé Whitner playing as well as he did for you last year?
I wouldn't say there's been a significant drop off with Witt. I just know with missed some time with the concussion, and that was a setback. That's just been the whole secondary. It's just been tough. We haven't had I don't know how many games we've had the exact same lineup. That's been tough for that whole group overall.
And has his duties changed with Joe out? Does he have to cover more?
I wouldn't say they've changed. We're in some different coverages. We're probably not as aggressive with our safeties as maybe we had been in the past. When Joe was out there.
Mike, the Niners' offensive numbers are bad. I think they might be 32nd in the league. But do you see a difference? Do you see improvement with Gabbard in there?
We do, and it's hard. You look at the overall numbers. You're this many games in, but the recent history. I mean, they've done some good things, and they have some momentum coming in. So we can't get too concerned with where they are statistically. I mean, they have some weapons. They got some receivers that have done good things in this league for a long time. and a quarterback that's playing well within their system.
Mike, who will you start at corner? It's been kind of a musical chairs with Hayden.
It'll be Gaines to start, but then with that will be Gaines and Tremont with Kaywan inside.
Why Gaines over Desir? We've seen Desir kind of, his playing time has obviously fallen off the last couple.
No, it's close, and we could see Pierre, but that's no. Gaines is the guy we're going to roll with.
Did you see Gaines make some strides from the first game?
He did, other than the obvious one that he got beat on third and one. I mean, he competed, did some good things. Even the one ball that he caught, there was a comeback that they ended up, I think, measured it short, and they went for it on fourth down and got it. He was in good position. I mean, it was a well-thrown ball that he was. I mean, the one thing about Gaines is he's confident. He's got that corner mentality that he could hit the reset button. It's, you know, he's a young guy we think has a future here, and we're getting to see him play.
And is that Gaines Desir thing come down to practice?
A little bit of both, but it's right now. Gaines is ahead of him and really hasn't done anything to give that up.
In regards to Pryor, do you have to kind of maybe walk before you run with him a little? I mean, he could do trick plays, he could play on special teams and stuff like that. But do you need to kind of ease him into the thing before you start working?
No, I mean he's trained primarily this week as the split end, you know, the X receiver, but we have some format, you know, we can move him around some. There's some flexibility in the system. I think Flip does a nice job putting guys where they need to be to, you know, to run the routes. And just, you know, he's not fully versed on the entire route tree, so we're not going to put him in that position where he has to run everything. But, no, I think, you know, it's like I said, that the positive thing is the way he came back here, that we can potentially work him in early and get him some playing time between now and the end of the year.
You said he came back in great shape, but did he come back a better receiver in terms of the technical stuff, some like the, you know, getting off the line or anything like that? Was he better?
He has. He worked. He just wasn't doing aerobic stuff. I mean, he was working at his craft, and he is better. We've all noticed it.